Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Draymond Green is once again wasting a year of Steph's prime. He wasted all of 22, 23 because of punching Jordan Poole in the face. We know that the roster wasn't perfect, that there were other guys who kind of fell off, didn't start off well, who were injured, whatever, all that stuff happens. But that's usually something that a team with a culture, the chemistry, the dynastic vibes, they can usually get over that. They can at least figure something out or try. But Draymond didn't give them a fighting chance. So fast forward, he gets rewarded for that with a contract extension, and he gets on the court and he plays pretty well. His three-point shot's going in. He still looks like he can bring it. He hasn't taken too far of a step back, but that's only when he's on the court. That's when he's only on the court. And he's done a heck of a job getting ejected, suspended, just not being generally available. And as one of the two starters, traditional starters on this team who's playing well, he's really doing Steph a disservice by getting booted and saying it wasn't something he intended to do, or he's just got to be him and I have no regrets, all this jazz. Either it's all a show or it's a guy who is massively self-unaware and someone who is somewhat narcissistic. But I am not a clinical psychologist. I'm just some guy talking on the internet. At the end of the day, though, this is what's going to happen if it continues this way. Plain and simple, the Warriors have tons of problems right now, but Draymond and Steph are always the guys you can count on unless they're not there. And that's where Draymond is right now, and he is pretty much tanking this for Steph. And to be honest, it's on Draymond, but it's also on Steve Kerr. It's also on the Warriors organization. It's also, yeah, it's on Steph. After Draymond punched Poole, obviously, the Warriors did not suspend him. That's pretty enabling. That's saying like, okay, yeah, you know, we'll roll with whatever you got. We believe in you. We trust you, all that jazz. And then when Draymond wasn't signed at the beginning of the 22-23 season to an extension, it was like, oh, wow, they signed Poole. They signed Wiggins. Are they going to keep Wiseman, sign him, and move Draymond, all this jazz? But at the end of the day, it's like, no, let's clear all these guys out and let's sign the guy who has gotten us here. Makes sense. Makes sense. He's still good on the court, but his other BS is keeping him off. So is this something that, quote unquote, it comes with a package? Sure, I guess. You know, we all have loved Draymond on the court for so long. We stand up for him. He was our lovable underdog. But now he's just oddly myopic. Cannot see what is really happening here. He's more focused on his own emotions, which I don't really necessarily understand, because we know he's smart, but he's just been given the green light to do whatever he wants without any kind of punishment. There's no question about him getting re-signed. There's no question about him getting traded in the past. And the only time he ever got suspended by the Warriors, if I remember correctly, is when he talked trash to Kevin Durant because the Warriors wanted to keep Durant and they had to make somebody happy. So Draymond, he's cost the Warriors a few things over the years, but he's also brought those four titles. It's Steph, but then if you don't have Draymond, none of that happens. But he's also cost this Warriors team. And most recently, he cost them last season, and he's costing them this season. You can't have a starting group with only one guy playing well consistently. You can barely have a starting group with two guys, but Draymond is not there when Steph really needs him the most. Is Steph ever going to say anything? Probably not. That's not who he is, but we'll see how this moves forward. It all looks so promising at 6-2. But here we are. It's almost a comedy of errors. But who knows? the Warriors mythology might all of a sudden flip and Draymond might not get suspended, might not get a technical, might not get ejected the rest of the season. That would be amazing. Show some of this fabled leadership and get your act together, bro. At the end of the day, this is a poor, poor Golden State Warriors product on the court. All right, well, that is another episode of the Oakland Warriors podcast. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Feel free to hit me up on Twitter at Patrick E. Pino or at Oakland Warriors. Check out our YouTube channel where you can watch this episode, youtube.com/Oakland Warriors. Check us out at oaklandwarriors.com and be sure to tell your fellow Warrior fan friends to tune in and listen. The Oakland Warriors podcast is produced by National Film Society. And if you're so inclined, please do leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And if you want to leave us a nice review saying good stuff about the show on Apple Podcasts, that would be hugely, hugely appreciated and it would be very, very helpful. Thanks. That's it.
Music in this episode provided by Paper Sun. Special thanks to Paul Amardo for production support. See you next time and go Dubs.